Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and we've got some exciting news. And first of all, gentlemen, thanks for being here. Josh is, we only got four headsets, so Josh is going to be our IT guy and run our equipment today. So, Josh, we kind of miss you a little bit.
I don't know how you take the best looking guy off the show.
Well, I know. I get it. Unbelievable.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sorry.
I get it. So, hey, anyway, we did a little teaser yesterday. For some exciting news, it's going to be fun here for us, and we got to unveil a little situation. It's going to be fun and exciting for the Hutch Nationals. So with me today is C. Ray Hall, Warren Hardy, and Scott Stiles, all from NCRA. And gentlemen, are we ready?
We've been ready.
This has been anticipating for, whoa.
I know. People that tell everything they know, and then suddenly you say, no, we can't tell this for about 2 weeks. It's been tough.
It's been tough. So anyway, Hutch Nationals, it's the dates. I haven't got it in my head here yet. It's
July 15, 16, 17.
Over in Hutchinson. It's the 65th annual. Mm-hmm. So it's been around just a little while, right?
Yeah.
So track's how old?
111 years old this year.
It's 111.
Yeah, 111.
The racetrack is, yeah.
And so is the grandstand. You look at that grandstand.
Is it really that old?
111
too?
Years old. Yeah. Wow. It was built the year that they built that racetrack. And actually, when that racetrack was built, the first race they had, they still had the track that was to the south of it. And really? They had the 5,000-seat grandstand. So the first race they actually had at that racetrack that we race at now, they set 15,000 people.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. I knew the track was around that age, but I had no idea.
Bob Lawrence has got a heck of a website. And you go there to Bob Lawrence. I think it's KansasAutoRacingHistory.com. And wow. You can just go through that thing and spend a day.
Gonna have to.
You know, the thing that kind of concerns me is the noise that the race cars make, knowing how old that thing is.
Yeah.
And the pipes of vibrate, and they only fix stuff when it happens. I mean, so they haven't went in and said, okay, we're going to put all new tubing under, and all new drains and water lines and stuff. They only fix when it happens. And I'm really surprised that there hadn't been more issues, you know, with that concrete grandstand vibrating like it does.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's a fun vibration though.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
When those cars
your ears.
When those cars go screaming by there. So anyway, let's talk about what we're gonna do, gentlemen. It's an exciting deal for us here at Mel Hamilton Ford to partner with you guys. It's a great partnership we have, but we're going to give a car away at the Hutch Nationals on Saturday night. How about that? Not a 2-year lease.
Not just to give it away. Forever.
It's your car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's your car.
And that's what's even crazier about this deal. You know, when we come out here about 2 months ago and started visiting with you about, you know, the event and stuff like that. Then one thing led another. And I thought we were talking about a 2-year lease, which is pretty special. Anytime you get a car new for 2 years, I mean, how can that not be very special? And then we get over to do the commercials and Lisa Hamilton said, I want to give the car away. You got to be kidding me. I look at Hardy. How neat is that for a business to be able to that quick
make a decision,
you know?
So anyway, in our background is a brand new 2021. Let's back away just a little bit there, guys. Escape. I can't remember the MSRP on that thing. It's like a $32,000 car, and you're going to win this car. And it's very simple, very easy to get on this contest. So now we can jump back in there. Yeah, everybody kind of seen it a little bit. All you got to do, and I'm going to text Jesse, our Big Corner Creative. He's going to get the event go live on Facebook. All you got to do to enter to win this car is go out there and like, comment, and share your favorite race car driver. So, Warren, who's yours?
Favorite race car driver?
Yeah.
You know,
probably got several, I get.
But I would have to go with Juan Pablo Montoya.
Really?
Yes, I would.
No kidding.
Yeah. I've always been a fan of him.
Well, okay.
That's you know, not everybody can knock the heck out of a dryer or a water truck or whatever it was.
But, I watched that live.
Yeah, I did too, unfortunately. Yeah. But,
I would have to say probably the one guy that I think most of would be Tony Stewart, just because of the fact that, you know, I've always liked his attitude towards racing and just the way he carries himself. And then, of course, on a little more of a local base, be Sammy Swindell. And when he drove for Nance Speed Equipment here in Wichita, I got to know Sammy pretty well. And so those two guys there probably would be
our show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we developed a really good rapport with him. So,
okay, Scott, who's yours?
I would have to. So I have two. I have, you know, I grew up, my dad was a huge A.J. Foyt fan.
And when I was
working for Fox Sports, my first interview, and my dad, this first time I all saw him shed a tears, my first interview ever for Fox Sports at the Indy 500 was A.J. Foyt and Al Unser Sr.
Really?
You want to talk about a guy pissing your pants.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was me. And like, you know, and here's too late. So that was my first interview yet ever on qualifying day at the Indy 500.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then also I'd have to say Jeff Gordon, because I grew up at Eldora Speedway, and I remember him pulling in at 13 years old in a sprint car to race. You know, they moved to Pittsburgh, Indiana from California, and he raced there. And then the following night we followed him to KC Raceway in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Yeah,
down by Columbus, and so that's how that got started.
Yeah. Well, the AJ Foyt side of me is I was at the Indy 500 one year, and I watched him get out of his car and go work on his car, get back in his race car, and go race again.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The two real racers would have to be AJ Foyt and Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Those that have to be the two. I mean, that really hardcore. Bring the image of racing that we have.
Well, I was a big Rusty Wallace fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
Because of Ford, or there had to be another reason.
It was Pontiac at the time.
Ah,
that's right. I even had him come. When I was in Topeka, I was the president of the service managers club, and I got Rusty to come to one of my meetings. Mm. I still got the picture. I think it's on my phone here, too. Brought his car in there, and he's drinking his Miller Genuine Draft, signing all of our guys' stuff, everything else like that. And I begged him to start the car up in the hotel. He wouldn't do it. So it got time to leave. He said, hey, would you come help me push the car into the trailer? And all right, come on. We're pushing the trailer. And all of a sudden, I feel the car kind of jump. Rusty jumped in the car, fired that thing up, wrapped the heck out of it, drove it in the trailer, and then closed the doors. Come on, let's get out of here before we get in trouble.
That's a good story.
So then Rusty went and started driving for Ford. Well, I'm still a GM guy. That's when the Earnhardt stuff started going for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, another guy we all would be proud of is Helio. Oh. The way he done winning the Indy this year, and the appreciation that he showed to the fans, it truly meant something. You know, a lot of times them guys get out of the car and raise up one finger, and it's like how excited are they? But he truly was excited. I'm not too sure he wasn't going to run the two mile course.
I want to get back to the first answer to this question: is who in the hell was over under on Juan Pablo Montoya?
Especially when we know he's been around racing for 40 years.
Did you see Juan Pablo hug Helio and Victor?
He did.
He looked like he ate three bags of Doritos during the race.
He may have.
Fire suit spilled out a little bit.
But, you know, Juan came from Formula One, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, another
reason to not know why he's your favorite.
I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately on that night. And you watch those Formula One episodes. Yeah. And that's some unbelievable stuff that goes on in that series.
Boy, you talk about money.
Holy smokes.
Crazy. So, anyway. Back to we know who our favorite race car drivers are. That's all you got to do to win this, get a chance, is go out and like and comment and share your favorite race car driver. Jesse is going to get ready to put that up live. So you'll see the event come up. We'll have the commercial come up. And we're going to take five people from Facebook, and they're going to be one of the five. And then where the real excitement's going to get is when we fill the stands over at Hutch, we're going to take five people out of the stands.
That's just a random deal.
It's 10 deal draw.
10.
Yeah.
First key start, whatever. Is that how you're doing?
Yep. So then then Josh will take care of all the keys, and he'll make one little start.
Screw it up.
Trust me, we double check and triple check them keys.
The batteries in the box.
Yeah, that's it. So we will then at intermission is when we're going to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, bring the car out, bring all 10 people up. We'll have the keys laid out, and they'll each going to grab a key, and first one that starts that car is taking it away.
I'm under a lot of pressure that night.
Yes, you are.
How great it would be if it's a 10th person. I mean,
it's never been that, but I'm telling you, when it gets to that 8th and 9th, me and Josh are sweating because we're thinking we messed the keys up.
And honestly, I mean, I just hope that the very first key doesn't work. I mean, just because.
Have we ever had a first key? I don't think we.
It's been close. But
I don't think we've ever had a first key.
Hopefully, we get into it.
It's a drama builder.
Absolutely. You know, and one other thing, talking about your favorite drivers, you know, we kind of real quickly, they're Friday or Thursday, come up with a thing that we're going to have some rewards for the favorite driver.
Yes.
Once we get that, we haven't had an opportunity really to put that together yet, but I know there's some more things going to come down that we'll be able to announce that shortly too.
You know, I think that's going to be another fun thing that's going to entice everybody to get your drivers out there and even get the drivers behind
stuff the ballots
for themselves. Exactly. So we're going to have 1, 2, and 3 place winner for the most votes coming out on the driver too.
And we know how special it is for you to go back and race at your home, you know, track.
Oh,
you're a Hutch guy, you know. Warren has another little energy level he kicks in that weekend as well. We've grown up at Hutch, and we go by the Brady Bunch house to reminisce every time where he grew up and everything. So it is a special week. It's not Nothing against weekly racing shows. Love those. We did them for years. But just that anticipation of that one time a year. It's like the Daytona 500, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you get one chance.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to wait 365 days to do it again. Mm-hmm. That's what's cool about it.
It is. It's going to be fun. So we'll see who's going to be the lucky winner. But we're going to fill those stands for Saturday night. Pull five people out of there. We'll have the drivers, 1, 2, 3, whoever that has some great prizes there. So you drivers need to get out there and start getting your people to vote.
The people that sign up, now when will they be notified that they're one of the five or one of the five people that will be part of that 10?
Well, we will have to pick those dates. And I don't know if Jesse's picked those dates yet.
Okay.
I'm sure rules will come out.
Facebook thing that he's going to launch. I just now texted him and said, go.
Yeah.
So it's going to come up on Facebook here in just a little bit. And I'm sure we'll pick him probably like the week before.
And we need to tell also with our great working relationship with Murphy Tractor Equipment, they are bringing tons of equipment. They're actually going to rip that track up and rebuild it for the first time in ages. Therefore, we've scheduled two additional practice sessions to get acclimated to the new racing conditions as well. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Actually, they're not bringing new soil in or new clay or anything like that.
Just a bunch of equipment.
Yeah. Just the equipment's going to reshape it. That's really, and hopefully we can take some of the dips and humps and stuff like that and just make the surface. And who knows, once they dig it down a foot,
so we'll get filled with these golf clubs out there, put a few divots in the course, and it'll be all right.
So it should definitely be the effort is certainly going to be there to make better racing.
I hope so. This is going to be fun. Being over there, we do that Thursday,
yes.
When we cut the commercial, was it Thursday?
Yeah. Oh, Thursday. Yeah.
We're over there and everybody kind of comes.
He don't have to work on Friday, so we know that. Yeah. Or he's not there on Friday.
Oh, that's been that way.
Yeah, let's clarify.
So what was
that
about Thursday?
Well, we pulled in there and they'd already kind of, I guess, dissed it up a little bit and stuff like that. So that got me even excited to see that part ready to go and everything else too. So I can't wait to see what Murphy and Tractor and Equipment can do to that track and make it smooth and make it better. And you know, it's going to be fun.
And, one of the big things over there at the fairgrounds is that echo that comes off of that grandstand off onto the racetrack. You know, there's not many racetracks that drivers will get out of their car and say, I could hear my race car, or I could hear the cars. They come off at turn four. There's 10,000 people sitting up there in that grandstand, and you hear the noise echoing off of that roof. That's something you don't get everywhere.
One of the greatest lines was a couple years ago, Derek Ramirez, won the event there. And after his heat race, we did preliminary interviews after each heat race win. Derek Ramirez goes, I don't know if I can make 20. He goes, this is a fast beep, beep, beep right on my rear. The character of the track was different for him.
I tell you, there's one of the things I always do is in the evening, I'll sit down if I have nothing to do and pull old race videos up of Jake. And I video Jake's races all the time just for him and I to sit down and learn and everything else like that. But I will tell you, if I need a race to go watch, it's when he's racing at the Hutch Nationals. And it's so fun. You see the car and then you hear the sound.
That's crazy.
That's it. Boy, he put on a show last year, boy.
He's ready.
He's,
trust me, we're ready to go. We got a caller on the line. It's Colin, right? Colin, you're live with Under the Hood. Sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I come to you guys religiously, changing the oil in my car every 5,000 miles. You can always do a great job.
Awesome.
It's a 2007 Toyota Corolla with 145,000 miles on it. And yesterday I got in, started up, and I have a check engine light that came on out of nowhere. So far I haven't seen anything happen, heard anything happen, but what do you suggest?
Well, Colin, is that light just on steady? It's not flashing, correct?
No, it's just on steady.
Okay, good. Well, there's many things can happen there with that check engine light, and whether we got a sensor bad or whether we've got a connection bad or whether we need to replace some parts or whatever it might be. But when that light comes on, it'll store a code in memory and let us know what happened. And we need to go through a diagnostic trouble tree to see exactly what's going on with that car. So what I'm going to do is throw a diagnostic on your package on top of that for calling in, where we'll no charge diagnose that thing and figure out exactly what's causing that check engine light. But it could be anywhere from a sensor to a part to a loose connection or some of that part. Is the car drive okay and all that kind of stuff, Colin?
Oh, yeah. It starts fine, drives fine, absolutely.
And then so it's probably going to be something minor is what I would say. Only thing else I will say is if it does start flashing, Colin, don't drive the car anymore because that's when you're doing some serious damage to the car. That's why I kind of asked to make sure it was just on steady from that part.
I'll keep my eye on it.
Yeah, so let's get that. I'm going to add that on to your package, Colin, and until we put a scanner in and know what codec it is, it's hard telling what that's going to be. But since it just popped on, the car's driving okay, I bet it's going to be something simple from that part. So let's get it in here and check a look at it, see if we can figure out exactly what's happening at
Corolla. I appreciate that. And I'd have to say Richard Petty's my favorite.
Awesome. Oh, there you go. We'll take that.
Yeah. We had several people. One guy mentioned Kevin Harvick on Facebook Live.
3, 1, 6, 8, 4.
I think we lost Colin. We lost Colin. Colin, I hope you're still listening there, buddy. So anyway, yes, it's still a call-in show today, too, everybody. So call in 316-462-3673. And anything you want to talk about with the automobile world, but mainly let's talk about what's going to happen at the Hutch Nationals over the 16th.
And let's tell them about this car that they're going to win.
Yeah.
It's a Ford Escape. It's a Ford Escape because my wife, when I told her, you know, she's had one from you since 2018 that we got here. And now she's looking at a new one. Her and I said, Sherry. Well, you could. She said, how do I go about winning that one?
It's got to be cheaper.
It does got to be cheaper. So, yeah, it's a 2021 Escape SE. I wish I could study all the options on it, but I picked the car, put that part, but I didn't actually look and dial it in on all the options. But
it's got that pop-up screen in there and stuff. And
so it's a nicely equipped car. It's not the base car either.
And boy, I'll tell you, you know, she's got that 2018. We're driving the 2021 just like this one right now. They've taken a lot of road noise out of that thing.
They have.
The 2018 and this one, I was surprised.
What's what I told you the other day when you were here, and I told that to Sherry too. She says, well, I just think I'll kind of keep mine. I said, Sherry, you need to look at the new one. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of changes. I can't get over how much Ford does keep changing these cars, making them bigger and better all the time and everything else too.
But well, Sherry treats every car like driving Miss Daisy. So
she
we had to pull it out once in a while and we had to hush for a golf tournament. Don't we park?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But yeah, she does. She really takes care of them.
Yeah.
But this is a heck of a car. We've had it for 3 years now. She's going to get another one.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get the one we've got right now, but she's going to get an Escape. I know that because there's more room in this one, too. Oh,
much more room. They moved the wheels out, made it a little longer, a little wider and stuff.
I noticed that because I had to get in the rider's side of the Corvette this afternoon or whatever day this is, this morning.
Saturday.
God, it's early. But I had to get it. So try crawling across the dash of a Corvette.
That's what's neat about us. Both of our wives, you've taken care of both of them. Yep. I don't want to say it like that. But Shani has the Ford Edge, and you've always taken care of her as well. And it's they're great cars.
But this is a heck of a car to win there. And all you got to do, what you got to do to like it. Yeah,
it's up on Facebook now. Jesse just hit me back, said it's live, ready to go. So
a lot of people watching, over 30 some people watching live. And let's go once again. It's your show, but let's describe to the people that are coming on now how they can win this car.
Yeah, we probably got to do this two or three times to go through the show and stuff too. So anyway. With our great partnership with NCRA and these guys, we are going to give away a complete car, not a 2-year lease. This is going to be your car. We're going to give it away Saturday night, July 17th at Hutchinson Fairgrounds. And all you got to do today is go out on our Facebook page that Jesse just put up, like, comment, and share, and comment your favorite race car driver. Mm-hmm. And don't care which racing event it is. It don't matter if it's Formula One,
absolutely,
sprint cars, don't matter. That's all you got to do to enter. Then we're going to take five people probably about a week before and draw five from Facebook. Then at the stands on Saturday night, we're going to have everybody register that comes through the gates, and we're going to draw five people out of the stands Saturday night. So that'll be 10 of you, 1 in 10 chance. And then you're going to bring you down at intermission up the front straightaway. Everyone will get a key, and Josh will make sure that just one key starts it, and whoever starts that car is going to go.
Josh better make sure there's only one key.
Or we can have two fobs start it, and then they race around. Whoever gets to the driver's door first.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go. That may be the best race of the night right there.
Yeah, could be. Okay, so now the next thing is for you, everybody that's listening and watching as you get going, we're going to have some contests throughout the deal for the driver. So who gets the most votes? Probably first, second, third place. And just little teasers. We've talked about fire suits. We've talked about helmets. We've talked about fuel. We've talked about tires, all kinds of things. So you want to get out here and vote for your favorite race car driver and get everybody voting for that person so we can see who that lucky person is going to be to win some more prizes. So it's going to be more fun as we go along through this. We're going to come out with at least weekly updates. So, guys, we got to get together. I guess we're going to get together Thursday, too, on your show.
We're going to do around the track out here live.
Yeah.
out here live. So we'll have some, we're going to have some giveaway stuff there too. So Lisa and I already been talking about what we're going to do there for Thursday. So
any special, you know, you guys always put a great looking car for the Hutch Nationals. Anything up your sleeve that I know you can't share yet, but possibly new look for the Hutch Nationals.
You know, that's true. It's crazy right now, guys, is I usually have 900 new cars sitting here and I bet I've got 40 sitting here. Yeah, no, it's just crazy. They're coming slowly but surely and everything else from that part. So that's what's so hard. I've got a couple of events we do, like hospice over there in Hutch. Mm-hmm. We give away a car there, and they're begging for a car. I don't know what to do because I don't have any. So we're trying to work on that situation too. So are we going to have something over there? Oh, yeah, we're going to have something.
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm going to put Matt in driving school, so he don't run over something with the pace truck this year. So,
yeah, I hear you. That was just an unfortunate deal.
It was, and
as many cars as we move around, if we don't ding a few up every now and then, it's just not, and
accidents happen. That's life, you know. That what a beautiful pickup we had last year.
Yeah, so we'll have something decked out. So. What it's going to be yet? I don't know.
I'm talking about your own personal race car.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything.
You're talking about
a couple years ago, you came with the Earnhardt throwback car, and then you broke out the blue and gold, yellow.
Blue and yellow, we're still running today.
The Wrangler car, yeah.
Well, there's me and Jake have a little bet, and he's probably going to get his bet this year probably. He's got to win so many races that he can have any wrap that he wants. And he wants to go back to the black car.
That's what I was going
to
say.
He told me that 3 weeks ago. That's why I asked this question, because he's like, you got to help me work on Dad a little bit. So I want to go back to the black 3. I said, we'll get it done, buddy.
Well, see, the reason I don't like the black 3, I love the black. Don't get me wrong. It looks good out there, but I cannot see that car as good as I can see that yellow car running around and see what it's doing, how it's reacting and all that kind of stuff, and knowing to do the same thing. And Buddy's told him the same thing, is that, you know, I can see that car so much easier. I can know what it's doing and everything else and be able to make adjustments better.
Well, you know, last year you guys did some things up in the grandstand. You put some things underneath the bleachers for people to pick up and find, or if they found something, they got a prize or something like that. Giving a car away, you would think, is enough, but there's been talk about doing that too for the fans up there.
I think when you sit down in the stands, you probably better look underneath your seat.
Unbelievable.
I think you probably better.
Get there early and you'll see people just looking for
it. How high up is Jake going to go this time? Because he only made it row 20, I think, last week. There's 36. Yeah. Or Nick was. Nick Ballman.
I don't know. We'll have to find that out, because that's all up Nick's league where he's going to go and where he's going to put him.
So. Well, they still don't have an elevator to get to the top. So.
Yeah. And
of course, you know, got the Hoosier logo here on the car. Hoosier's putting together a little package for the 10 finalists also. So they've each got something that will have some nice prizes and stuff in it also.
Well, that is one thing that Lisa does a great job with. Every time we do one of these, the 10 people still walk away with great prizes and stuff too. So
absolutely.
Saw what you brought in the other day for the Hoosier side. Yeah. So that's going to be cool to add to that. But she always has something great together for all 10 people. So all 10 of you, you're going to be a winner one way or another.
Yeah.
And she loves to give away cash. I can bet you money there's going to be some cash inside that bag, too. So.
Well, you know, Lisa grew up a race fan, though.
Yeah. Well, she is just a huge race fan. She loves racing. She loves being at them. She loves coming to races. And it floors me every Saturday night where she asks me, where you at? And she shows up. She's coming there in our pits and stuff. And
well, I tell you what, the times that you guys, and thanks to Lisa as well, before we get any further, you know, those envelopes and those drivers are lined up, you know, and they're just waiting, you know, waiting for that. And the excitement on their face as well. So you guys pay back just as much as you take. So what it's all about.
And that's right. You know, we talked earlier when I called into your show on Thursday, and we talked about that and how MH Ford Racing has grown and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we got to do is as a business. We just can't take. We got to be able to get back and support those racers and stuff. And, you know, every Monday morning we get together and go over with all the parts guys, where we went, what we did, what can we do better, what did we miss, what we, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's what I just constantly remind them there is we're there to make the racing event better for the stands. We're there to make a better racing event for the drivers. And if that driver has a break, how many times have we kept a driver racing that night if we weren't there? Yeah. So it's all about giving back and helping those
races. I've seen you run down to a competitor and say, hey, what do you need? And I mean, you've pulled stuff out of your trailer before.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that, too. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's,
you know, I believe that's kind of a fair way, because someday I'm going to need something.
Well, no, I mean, I get it. But
you hope that the guy remembers.
That's how
it,
a true racing community is supposed to be, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Exactly. Well, you definitely had a big creative corner at the fairgrounds last year, too. With the trailers and the tires and the fuel and everything that you brought over there. I mean, it was almost a week project getting stuff over there. And
oh, it is.
Thank goodness.
It's about a week set up.
Some of the stuff, you didn't have to bring home as much as you took
And,
over.
You know, we may want to tell folks also, this car that you're going to give away is going to be at Salina Speedway next Saturday night, the 19th.
So we'll be there to see it. We're going to try to put it
Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, we need to figure out some different places to put it.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that, too. Yeah. We kind of hit it in the shop after the commercial Thursday, and I brought it out here last night to get it set up and stuff because I want this to be the big splash in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. So you did. Yeah.
But we're not going to drive it enough the next 30 days to wear it out or hopefully no dents or nothing. So
no,
it should be brand new for them.
Josh, any comments on this thing we need to be talking about?
I think it'd look really good by the fanware trailer parked there at an angle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people walk by.
For the grandstand, I think it'd look great. Yeah.
That's where I think it would be. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, everybody, we talked about this. We got it going so fast because I was so excited to make this announcement. 316-462-3673. Call in. Let's talk about what's going on at the Hutch Nationals. Anything in racing, anything in the automobile world, you get a great price package, about over $130. Usually it's Josh rattling that off, but Josh had it off his headset so we could have all you guys on here this morning. It's The Works, which is our oil change and rotation. It's BG Products. It's Mel's Diner. It's Four Pass Reward Points. And what else am I leaving out, Josh? What? Oh, nitrogen in your tires and some BG products. I thought I nailed BG, but maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
Josh Lammer says, as a driver, thanks for all Mel Hamilton Ford Racing does. Exciting to see this contest play out for all the great fans.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun, Josh. And I know Josh will be over there at Hutch Nationals, too, in deep, just weirds, too. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, everybody does.
Hey,
everybody
how about Tanner? You guys sponsor Tanner Mullins. Great run for him getting a 10th, and then a baby on top of that.
He's got a wild couple weeks here.
Yeah,
it was a great race. I wish I could have watched it live, but I was racing when that went down, and we were racing at Dodge City last Saturday night, and you know, my daughter Ellie works for USMTS, and
saw her running down there with the check.
I was just coming out of the stands at Dodge City, and the phone rang, and it was her, and she picked it up. I picked it up, and she told me he'd won, and I was hooting and hollering. I know everybody's thinking I was crazy because Jake just finished fifth. You get that excited in fifth place. I was super excited for Tanner. And then to watch that race, to be sitting around, you know, third place, then the second place, then to get it on the last lap.
It's the leader go right in the wall and turn four.
It was pretty huge for Tanner. And, you know, he had four wins last year and got one in this year so far, but a lot of racing yet to go. It's a great partnership we have with Buddy and Tanner and everything we do to help those guys, plus what they help us too.
Top five in points, I believe.
Tanner, I think he is. I think he's fourth or fifth.
So he's rolling right up there.
Big win for him. So he's on fire right now. And then absolutely.
And
then Trip B Lee came in. When did it come? When did he come? Thursday?
It was Wednesday night.
Was it Wednesday or Thursday? So he's over the moon. And I think I know somebody else is probably over the moon. I think your buddy's pretty well over the moon.
Oh, sure. Buddy.
Yeah. Gotta be.
Cookie, Ernie, all of them.
It's just great for them guys. And especially to be a little boy like Tanner and everything else too. So I can't get Buddy on the phone yet. I don't know why.
Well, we made the comment. You can see the facial expression already. Looks just like
They were coming from one of those sonograms deal, and you know, back when I had Jake and Ellie, you could hardly see what was going on.
Sure.
Now it's like a spitting image. I said, man, that's Tanner. No kidding. All over.
Yeah.
So excited for those guys, and hope he's getting some sleep because he's going to need it.
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, call in show 316-462-3673. But let's go back through one more time, guys. It's a great partnership with the Hutch Nationals, NCRA, and we're going to give away a car July 17th over there in the fairgrounds. So here's how you do it. The Facebook page is up. It's running. Go out there, like, comment, share your favorite race car driver. And if it's Montoya, it's okay. Jump on there, like and comment your favorite race car driver. And then from the Facebook page, we're going to draw five people from there. And then Saturday night, as you come into the gates over at the Hutch Nationals, we're going to have you all register up, and we're going to draw five people out of the stands, bring you all down in the front straight away. 10 keys. One key is going to start the car, and you're going to drive away with that car forever.
He could have said Dick Trickle or Morgan Shepherd. So, I mean,
really, he could have Willie said, T. Ribs, maybe.
Willie T. Ribs.
You know, that's one thing, but Willie T. Ribs is still, he's back in that SRX.
Yes, that's racing tonight.
Next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, they're racing.
I think it starts tonight.
Does it?
Tonight, I think it's first night.
There you go.
They're at Southampton or somewhere like that.
Yeah, so
that's CBS Sports. Is it CBS or CBS Sports Network?
Whatever the Blue Dragons were on, that's the
CBS channel. Sports Network is what it is. 7:30 showtime.
I tell you, I'm excited for that series. I think it's going to be a good series. I think it's going to be fun putting some of those guys back in those cars and stuff. That's going to be,
you know, iRock didn't make it, but I thought iRock was exciting too.
I watched all those back then too.
I did too. I thought iRock was a great thing, and it just never
fun to watch.
It was
Earnhardt and Mark Martin were fantastic. Weren't they? They were phenomenal.
Well, and then you get those other, the open wheel drivers in there that Kanzler were so far out of their league. Then they brought in some dirt drivers and all. Yeah. That was kind of, that was a neat deal. I wish it would have taken off better than it did.
Yeah, how many years that run? It ran quite a few years.
About 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Did it go that long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I didn't realize.
Yeah, they started like in the late 60s at Riverside on the road course. And they had the, it was, I went back that far to see races. Yeah.
And, you know, Phil, one thing I want to make sure that everybody knows about this car. You give away a car a lot of times. You go to giveaways or things like that. It's a used car. Somebody's, you know, you've repaired it, or it's just something that, you know, you feel like you can give away. This is a brand new flipping car
right here.
New.
Let's go one step further when we do. Right. Okay. So it's most places, let's say, because we're going through this right now, the lottery gave away an Escape. And all the thing has to go through that, because we're going to be the delivering dealer of that Escape for the lottery.
Wow.
That's not a free car. This one's a free car. We're going to give you the title. We're going to give you all the taxes paid.
Wow.
You're not gonna, taxes are paid?
We're going to pay. Yeah, they get a free car here, brother. Yeah, I know.
Wow. Now, right. I know Sherry's online.
But yeah, we'll have all that taken care of. Where all you got to do is take, you got to go registered, of course. But all the taxes, all that's paid. You're not paying anything to win this
car.
So.
Sherry Hardy, my favorite driver is Jake Nightingale. She's in.
She's in.
Boy, let it go, Sherry. Wow. Yeah. I'll get home now and she'll say, did I win?
I'm sure she will, too. So,
you know, and it's just so amazing how it went from a two-year lease to
we made a quick snap
hand decision. No, you the kidding. Keys. Yeah. Hand the person the keys. It just shocked me that how quick that you and Lisa was able to put that, or,
you know, it's
the way you communicated and that thing all come together was just absolutely
You know, gentlemen, it's just like we're in a sales meeting up there, and Shannon, my GSM, was talking about the, you know, because I announced it in the sales meeting this morning what we were doing. And like he says, you know, guys, what you need to understand with this is this does everything for the store. Even though this is for, say, a parts situation or a racing situation, this is good for the whole store. So, you know, everybody get out there and like, comment, and share too, get your stuff moving. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I'll back up to this racing thing. It was when I first brought it into the table. My techs back in the shop were kind of disgruntled. They thought that's all I cared about was the racing side. But they didn't see the big picture of everybody else that we're dragging into the store, bringing in, and all the people were helping and all that kind of stuff. And it's fun to watch this race deal from Friday about 4 o'clock till Saturday at 4 o'clock, all the people that are coming and getting the race parts and all that kind of stuff. And it's just more people putting in the store. And that's what this is all about, is to help more people do more things and bring some excitement to the races over at Hutch. It's going to be great.
I can't believe you didn't invite Hardy to your sales meeting to prove to him that to your sales that they can have a good night on Friday night and still be at work on Saturday morning. So.
Hey, I used to, when Dad owned Yoder Grain, I was there Saturday morning. We had to work half a day Saturday. I just went out to the feed area and slept on the bags for till 11 o'clock, got in the truck and went home.
I'm sure he could have had it.
That explains the back problem.
I'm sure he could help that, help that program.
We got a phone call.
We do. We're live. Hey, Delbert, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys all doing this morning? Looks like you're having a good time.
Well, yeah, we are. That we are. We always have a good time, right?
You bet. We always do. So, first of all, for everybody out there listening, like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We got three to get 500. So let's get there this week.
That's the goal for this week. I think we can get there too.
Yes, sir. Two questions.
Yes.
First one is you might cover what the responsibility of the winner for the vehicle will be as far as taxes and stuff. So just so they don't forget who's responsible for that. Because there are those taxes that have to be paid for sales.
Well, see, Delbert, you must have been waiting online when
Delbert, you're a little late.
We're taking care of all that. There's absolutely zero someone's going to have to pay to get this car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was online with Michelle.
Yeah, I know. But Delbert, you're right, because we're, like I said on the show earlier, the lottery's giving away a car, and it's an Escape too, and there's taxes and everything else has to be paid and all that kind of stuff, but that's not our case. When Lisa gives away a car, we give away a car. I mean, it's going to be a free deal. Like when we do the two-year leases and stuff, we pay for the sales tax, all that kind of stuff, make that payment form. We actually, on that deal, we give them a maintenance free too, so we take care of all the maintenance and everything on that car for that 2 years also. So just the way we want it to be a winning deal. I want someone to have to dig in their pocket and pay for this car. I want them to have that car and go have fun with it.
Well, that's what makes you guys different than anybody else.
Yep.
For sure.
Appreciate.
And also, the other question was, just so we can keep moving, is the chip situation. Any big news on that yet? I hear you're getting some trucks in. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure people wait for some cars. So.
Yeah. Ford made a, here about 2 weeks ago, they came up and told us that they were going to start shipping vehicles without the chips. And I was really excited about that because that takes some of the transition of, because we're fighting transport drivers right now too. Let's get some of these units moved and get them set in here. Then we can get the chips and we can put the chips in and go. I thought it would speed the process up, but then there was a huge liability thing out there. Will the trucks run? Will they won't run? Will someone deliver one without all the chips back and forth? So now Ford has went back and said, no, we're going to make sure we ship the trucks ready to go and everything else. But it's not just the trucks. I mean, it's the whole full line. And it's not just Ford, everybody. This is Dodge, Chrysler. We drove by a Dodge store last night. They got no cars on their car. None.
I see that here in Oklahoma City. Nobody's got cars, but they have used cars all over the place.
Yeah. And so we've got about 20 trucks hit the ground this week. And so they're starting to roll, you know, pretty good. So it's going to be a little bit before we're back into – you know, I usually have, like I said, I usually have 800 to 900 new setting here, and it's going to be at least a year before I'm at that peak again from that part. And that's what's driving this used car market to where it is, too. The used car market is out of control for what the used cars are bringing, what's happening from that part from that standpoint. But that's just because that's all the dealers got to sell is used cars. So
it's so good for the private individual, but not so good for the dealership.
There you go. Yeah. So your car right now is worth more than it's ever been from that standpoint, too. So.
Yeah, and I just bought that 2020 Ford Fusion from a dealer down here because y'all didn't have what I needed, unfortunately. But otherwise, I'd have come up there. But I'm looking to come up there for that race up there.
Well, you need to come. That'll be awesome. Get in the stands and get registered up.
Big famed half mile.
And it's on a weekend, so there you go.
Yep, there you go. And it's a weekend, too.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep, exactly. So, okay, Delbert, well, thanks for the call. Thanks for everything you do. And thanks for liking, commenting, and sharing. Appreciate it very much, buddy.
You betcha.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Delbert.
Bye-bye.
You know, one thing with the historical half mile, and as Warren has described over the years, you know, I think Warren went back and checked almost 42 years ago. It was the last time we had a non-wing sprint car race there, and the USAC non-wing cars are coming back for that Friday
42
night
years ago.
Yeah. So
it's been back in the days of the super modifieds that we ran open wheel cars with no wing on top, and so they're coming back this year.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's been 42, but that's the number he's using.
Well, okay. Yeah. I'm sure he.
I know it's
that
been
up.
A long time. It's been a long time.
It has been.
Warren's pretty good at research. Yeah. So.
Since the super modifieds evolved into the sprint cars we know now today, that's the last open wheel car that's been there without a wing.
Yeah. So I mean, it probably makes sense.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we start putting on the dates to it. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So. All right, 316-462-3673. Hey, that's the number dialing the air. Anything ailing your car, but most importantly, let's talk about what's going on at the Hutch National 15th, 16th, 17th. I can't get the dates right. Yeah. Warren should have cut.
Just Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Anyway, if you just tuned in, we're going to have some exciting news on that Saturday night. We're going to give away a car. It's this 2021 Escape you see on the screen. All you have to do is go find on our Facebook page, like, comment, share your favorite race car driver. And we're going to take five out of Facebook, and then we're going to take five people out of the stands Saturday night at the fairgrounds. Bring you down at intermission. There'll be 10 of you. One of those 10 will have a key that will – everyone will get a key. Everyone's going to get a prize pack.
Right.
And one of those 10 is going to start the car. Then, everybody that's watching, your driver, whoever your favorite driver is, you need to get everybody out there voting because the 1, 2, and 3 drivers are going to get some prizes too, which I think we kind of know what they are, but we just got to kind of –
yeah.
Right.
Well, that happened so quick. It was kind of like going from 2 years to it's yours.
Yeah, we left out of there going, at least the guy has a great idea. Was that your idea? So, no, I wish it was. It was C-Ray's idea.
Well, we got 4 weeks to figure it out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure as creative as mine as Lisa's is, and we get going and stuff, she will have some more things coming up.
Yeah,
And everything else too. But it'll be fun next Thursday for you guys to come out here, and we'll do your show together and have fun with that and see get your listeners over on here and see how the voting gets going. And I told Jesse, better get ready because I think the voting's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Going to go crazy. Josh, any comments, anything on there, anything you all we need? No gimmicks. That's right. So, Delbert, it was gone there too. He's talking about taxes and all that kind of stuff. And this is a free car. You'll get everything to go. You got to go register it. That's all you have to do is go register that car.
I mean, every time we get together, there's a surprise.
There
is a surprise. Once again, somebody would ask us that. I'm sure you're going to pay the sales tax on it, you know, things such as that. But to be able to just hand me a key and say it's mine, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. I know.
It really is. And again, not just because of the car, but I think there's a lot of enthusiasm going on for this year, you know, for the event, people wanting to get out and do something different. A lot of people haven't been there.
And let's be honest, Wade's Fairgrounds track, we had a chance to talk to a couple drivers, legendary drivers, Danny Woods.
Yeah.
I mean, he called in our show after he won the Hutch, and he was crying because we thought the Hutch Nationals will be done. That was about 3 years ago. And he literally got choked up. And he says, you know, they've already killed Oklahoma racing, mm-hmm. you know, now with the fairgrounds tracks. And so every year going in, as evolving as the fair board is, you know, and the general managers over there, you just don't know. So, I mean, it's we go into this year by year saying, you know, it's.
Well, let's make this year show them how good a crowd we can push in there.
Exactly.
And what we can do.
Yeah.
That'll make
that's
it to
my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
That's make this point. Big and show them what we can do. And I'm with you, too. There's that one page after Save the Fairgrounds Racing, or I can't remember right. exactly what that is or whatever. And I watch that page close too. And everybody gets worked up about it. And I agree. I don't want it to go away. It's so much fun to go over there and race.
And, you know, in defense of the fairgrounds and the fair board and everything, there's a lot of land sitting there that's just absolutely used once a year.
Yeah.
And that's it when we go racing.
Yeah.
If they didn't have, you know, they've got, they had a company come in 1 year that did a survey and how many people entered the fairgrounds, where they entered at, what they saw when they walked onto the fairgrounds. If you come off of that Plum Street gate that's over there by turn three, they said you're 13 minutes before you're ever exposed to the Kansas State Fair because you come through the gate and you walk all the way around turn three and four and all you see is a wall. Yep. They could put vendors up right there. And the minute you come through that gate of three and four, if turn three and four weren't there, vendors greet you right there. But it's all an expense. And, the money's not there to do it.
Yeah, I hear you there, too.
This is why I said here a couple weeks ago on the show that I think it's time this winter to go back to the fair board and see if we can't do a fair race. You know, Hardy said it'll never happen. I said, all they can do is tell me no. I think that race cars have improved so much. The safety has improved so much that I think that it wouldn't bother me one bit to do another event at the Kansas State Fair. You know, we, like I said, at the Nationals, you know, people are fairly close to the racetrack, and thank goodness we haven't had an issue, and I still am very comfortable, and I would love to do another fair.
The first weekend's all dirt stuff anyways there's no concerts or anything.
Kind of getting back a little bit more to that.
Possibly do something.
Well, I can tell you, I used to be there a lot of years racing in fairgrounds for the fair and stuff too, so.
We hear that constantly.
You have an affection for that half mile, don't you?
I do. I love that place. I will tell you, of all the places I went racing with Jake, you know, I can't remember all my years.
But I remember the first year Jake got in the car, you wouldn't let him run it. You wouldn't put him on that half mile.
Very first year, I know you're right.
I remember that. I remember you said that.
He needed some more experience.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag on my kid or whatever, but you do know that he's the only one as a rookie to win too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's pretty special. That's
why I love it. But it's a different dynamic. And so we've been around racers, and Warren describes this, and it's pretty accurate about they go through the metamorphosis phase when they, you know, it's Joe Blow, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they put that helmet on. It's a totally different animal. And I've talked to so many drivers where, you know, at 81, you get pushed off, you know, you still see everything. Well, there you see a side of a grant and nothing, you see nothing in the pit area. And all of a sudden you come through this tunnel about 20 feet wide. And all of a sudden there's that huge long frustration. And CJ Johnson told me one, he goes, my heart rate beats more at this race than any other race because of just going in turn one for the first time. Full throttle, about 120 mile an hour, and hoping it sticks. Because if not, there's a 6-foot cement wall going to drill me.
Yeah, Phil knows that.
I was trying to. We haven't rehearsed this.
I knew it was going to be somewhere in here. We got to get that in there.
We were going to get that in.
47 minutes into it. Oh, we got something going
on. Not bad.
Oh, well, okay.
The hay rakes.
The hay rakes.
The three amigos.
All right, so let's do another recap. This is about our fourth recap, but we need to. Anyway, joining me on the show today is C. Ray Hall from NCRA, Warren Hardy, and Scott Stiles, all here to help unveil the exciting news of giving away this 2021 Escape at the Hutchinson Fairgrounds next Saturday night. So, gentlemen, again,
July 15th, 16th, 17th.
It's going to be at Salina next Saturday night.
Yeah. We're going to be at Salina next Saturday with it. And so, but anyway, all you need to do is get on our Facebook page. Jesse launched the page already. He said it's up and running. Like, comment, share your favorite race car driver, Juan Lamontoya. I get it.
It's Juan Pablo.
Whatever.
Hey, whatever you say.
No, yeah. No, you don't get it. Only he gets it.
I get it. Okay. Okay. So anyway, okay. Here we go. Okay. Ready? And we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
You know, I just wanted to call because while I was watching the show this morning, I was thinking about how much you personally, Phil, and Lisa, and Mel Hamilton do for our community. I don't know if the community knows, but you guys do so much. When Scott and I were putting on the events for the youth, you guys were sponsoring. You're always giving things away, doing things for the youth. I just wanted to tell you thank you because we really appreciate you guys.
You know, Shannon, thank you very much. It's one of those things that Lisa and I, we talk about all the time about where we can give back and not just take, but help our communities and not just the Wichita community. We try to stretch out. It's like we're going to go to Hutch here in July and also the hospice in July and August. I don't know, maybe it's September for hospice, but it is. We have to give back. We have to support our communities. We have to help the youth. We got to help the elderly. We got to help everybody to help have a better life and everything else like that too. And I tell you, it's so great that we can do that. And it's so wonderful feeling to help those people when we need to help them.
I agree 100% and count Scott and I in on anything you need. Thanks for your service.
She volunteered me again.
Yeah,
I did.
I need $5,000, Scott.
And I'm out.
I'm out. Thanks, honey.
3, 1, 6, 9, 7.
But anyway, so any more calls we need to answer there, Josh? No, we're good there. Okay. So anyway, it's going to be fun, gentlemen.
It is. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be real exciting.
Yeah, leading up to this thing, and each week as we go along, and I'm sure by the time we get on your show Thursday,
she's gonna have some more things to say.
This is really stupid, but so yesterday I had meetings all day at Superior Boiler Works, you know, and so I thought, you know, I got there a little early. I thought I'm gonna drive by the fairground. Gate was open, so I pull right as you get ready to cross the track off the back straightaway, and I'm like, you feel the sweaty palms, the heart. I mean, and it's crazy because there's nobody there.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a big old track right now, but you just know what's going to happen within 4 weeks. And it's a totally different animal. I cannot stress that enough. How, you know, we have you guys and we have so many great partners with O'Reilly stepping up again and allowing the fans to come in. You know, you get that discount ticket.
Oh, absolutely.
Explain that real quick how they can do that, please.
Those tickets go on sale June 19th. That's Saturday, next Saturday. You can stop by any area O'Reilly Auto Parts location and purchase a general admission ticket age 12 and up for $5 off what you would pay for at the box office. It's $15.
If you go through,
if you buy the box office ticket at the grandstand, it's $20.
Now explain the ticket. It has, you can use it for any day.
O'Reilly comes out looking like an invoice.
Okay.
But it just says,
so don't be alarmed when you get that ticket.
Yeah, just want people to understand that.
But you can save $5 and those go on sale Saturday, June 19th.
That's any O'Reilly store.
Any O'Reilly store.
If you're in Dodge City or whether you're in East Oklahoma,
Garden City, Topeka, Kansas, Lawrence, or wherever.
Stuff like that, absolutely. You can just go in there and tell them it's for the 65th annual Hutchinson Grand National, and it pulls right up. So it's pretty special.
That's good. You know, the other thing I just popped in my head too, we talked about Nick running up and down the bleachers, putting those deals under the seats. But anyway, there's going to be a couple more prize packages given away for some stuff at Airport Steakhouse, one of the hotels.
Yes. Greg Flores jumping in and the anchor in.
Thank God, because I spent $137 there yesterday taking all my people out to lunch. And I go, I think we got to keep us all. You're in now.
Yeah. But yeah, there's some packages, free tickets to get.
Tickets in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Some things that, some event shirts. I mean, there's a lot of things going in it. I know that's not totally
a lot of opportunities.
But it's definitely going to be 30 days of fun.
And I think we could win $10,000 if we get Nick to over there on an afternoon at the grandstands, running up and down in the sunshine and the heat, putting those things under there. Video that, send it into America's Funniest Videos. We could be a lock.
If we could be, I'm sure.
We could be a lock. I mean,
with Mark Rank sitting there sipping on a nice cold bottle of water. You missed one of the sex and G, sir. Yeah.
Who's doing the directing here?
That'd be great.
Yeah, very true. So what's the time we got? We got about 8 minutes left, gentlemen. So let's. Anything else we've left out? Anything else we need to do? I know we're going to
go on. So Friday night. All right, Thursday night, we'll have the 305 non-Wayne, the Sprints of Kansas.
No, the 305 Sprints of Kansas will be
That's what I said.
You said non-wing.
No, yeah. 304. Well, I meant non-wing, but 305 Sprints of Kansas will be there Thursday night.
305 Sprints Thursday night. Okay.
Yep. And then the non-wing USAC Friday night. And for the first time on Saturday, and just so people know, because we've been getting beat up a little bit about this, there's just not enough 360 sprint cars right now that we feel comfortable scheduling a sprint car show. But so instead, we're going to have a special event, which you're involved with, the 50-lap modified A-Main.
I'm ready.
50 laps around that half mile. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm glad you're having a pit stop, though. Maybe you should just never just pit when you want to pit and not have no caution.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. That'd be good.
You're going to bring Chocolate Myers in for the fuel?
Yep.
I know you. You will have a NASCAR pit crew.
Yeah, I would. So that is true. We're going to have a stop at 25 laps.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes?
5 minutes, yep. Yeah.
Once everybody stopped, the clock starts.
Yes.
Yeah. For 5 minutes, give the guys time.
And, you know, we used, I mean, the place for history, a lot of years, everybody ran 50 lappers, but the cars didn't use the amount of fuel. The motors weren't the precision and things that we have today. So it's just not feasible. In fact, years ago, there was only two divisions, and now there's six or seven, like three or four on a night, and you just can't do 50 laps in all of them. So trying to change it up a little bit, put wing sprint cars on Thursday and non-wing on Friday and a 50-lapper, and, of course, the late models will join Friday, Saturday. Modified type car will be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stock cars will be there, you know, two of the nights. And so there's a variety for the people. And I can assure you that every division is going to be there as a fun division.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I am ready for that 50 lapper. We've already been rehearsing. We've already been figuring out exactly what we're going to do.
So, if you change your tire,
one back.
Tire, you got to go to the back start. Yeah, yeah. You have to do that over
here. That's not bothering Phil.
No.
Or chocolate either.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting strategy.
With the shortage of everything, no matter what field you're in, seemed like there's a shortage of product. And this week, you know, in the last 30 days, we've heard of issues with tire, you know, whether it be with, you know, cost and supplies and materials and stuff. Is that something we need to eliminate the tire change? Even though we have a 50 lap, just let you take on fuel only.
Well, it could be. Might be. We'll have to see how that works and see where the supply and demand is.
Yes, and we'll have a better idea on Thursday and Friday also.
Yeah, kind of know what. And I guess that's the next thing is, too, is what's the new surface going to do to that tire?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
is it going to make it? Is it going to be more aggressive on that tire?
That's why we're having an additional testing night, so you can test that tell.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, is that something that 30 more days, is that going to be an issue?
Could be.
The availability.
I don't know.
And we won't be able to let you change your tire. We're really going to change, really put some strategy into things.
Getting back to testing, this is how important testing is. You know, one of the car owners over at Indy this year had his rookie almost run the entire 500 in practice one day. He ran 149 laps.
Really?
Because he wanted him to get used to the fatigue and the G-forces and everything of running consistently. He had his pit crews doing pit stops, but he ran 149 laps without a break. One time, and I think that's very important to get. And it's the same situation here. You know, you're going to have a 50 lapper. You're probably going to have to run 25 laps in a row to check the tire wear and see where you're at.
I agree.
Don't be telling his secrets.
Well, no,
you're nailing on the head. I mean, we're already talking about what we're going to go do, how we're going to run it, how we're going to pit it, what we're going to do, all that kind
of
stuff.
Grandpa Coleman won from 50th. 49, something like that.
Still holds the record for the worst starting position ever to win the race.
He started 30th, and it was a 50 lap race.
And started 30 out of 50 cars and won the race.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So, I mean, it can be done.
Oh, yeah. So, it's going to be a fun time, guys. It's going to be get rested up for that week, that's for sure.
It's going to be fun seeing who wins that car.
Oh, that's going to be a blast.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to throw a lot of
excitement. I mean, even if you're not picked to win it, sit up there and get excited for somebody, because that's fantastic. That's going to be fun.
Josh, any more comments, anything whatsoever? Josh, sorry we cut you out of the show today. We got about 4 minutes left, gentlemen. So I guess we just need to recap again.
Yeah.
Right? So unveiled today, Hutchinson Nationals, 15th, 16th, 17th over at Hutch. We're going to have a car giveaway, not just a 2-year lease, but a whole car. It's your car. This car right here. You're going to be able to, all you got to do to take care of is we'll give you all the paperwork to go register the car. That's it. Now, how do you get a chance to win? Jump on Facebook, like, comment, share your favorite race car driver, any series, it doesn't matter. And then we're going to pick 5 people from Facebook. And then we're going to get five people from the stands Saturday night at the fairgrounds and bring all 10 of you down on the front straightaway. 10 keys. One key is going to start it. And whoever gets the lucky key draw to start the escape, it's yours.
Wow.
It's going to be fun.
That's going to be so cool.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. It is. It's fun talking about it. And if it's fun talking about it, it's got to be fun to do it.
All 10 winners, you're going to get a prize pack, so no one's going to be a loser, that's for sure. Yeah, one's going to be a little bit better than the others.
Well, even if you're not one of the 10, it's going to be fun to see this. I mean, to experience watching someone win $30,000. I mean, that's kind of a unique deal. I mean, how often do you get to go watch someone win something like that? Actually, you can see it on TV, but you don't witness in real. Yeah.
Or $80,000 in prize money for the entire weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
$30,000 for a car. Over $30,000, and the guy who runs 50 laps gets $2,000. How fair is that?
That's a pretty good deal. Who said you're supposed to make money at this point?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to point that out.
But their name goes in the record books for the life and the history of the event. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's it. You know, it's kind of like you can go racing, or I can go get my boat and put it in the water, do whatever from that part. But you know what? Yeah, I'd rather be on. I'd rather be at the racetracks rather than be. Of course, Sundays is my day to do nothing and kick back and relax. But Friday and Saturday night, boy, look at the race cars going.
Oh, now you got the pool fixed. You don't have to go to the bottom.
Exactly. So no more comments. Anything there, Josh? I mean, there's a bunch, but everything's good. Yeah. All right.
Well, appreciate everything you do.
I keep seeing a smile on his face there every now and then. So
I can't wait to go back and read all of them.
Yeah, you probably can't read those.
Well, I know right now there's about 12 guys waiting for us to get to a golf course because he's playing bad and they're losing a lot of money right now.
Ooh, that didn't sound very good, Scott.
That's what position he got in. That's what position I got in. We finished second last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
No. I know.
Ask him what flight he was in.
One flight behind him.
There you go.
We got more money than he did. So you got to strategically do this on Friday.
Does the word sandbag mean anything to you? Yes.
Just a little bit of sandbagging.
Yeah. Appreciate everything you do.
Yeah.
Well, and be sure and tune in the same thing on Thursday evening when we're out
because it'll
be under the hood as well as around the track, and hopefully we have a few more surprises for them. And
I'm sure
I can't imagine what it can be. I mean, but I'm sure there will be.
It will be. It's going to be fun. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We're going to talk to you. Watch again. Tune in to Round the Track next Thursday, 5 o'clock. We're going
to
be
five to six
here in the showroom. So tune into that show too, because you might have some more announcements to make. Then we'll be back live here next Saturday to have some more fun. Everybody, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, Bill.